Track 14, The Last Word. Neil Haverson has been to the supermarket with Mrs. H, and this was clearly quite an experience.
Don't you sometimes wonder what's happened to society? Take the escalation in shoplifting. Surely it must go beyond desperation due to the cost of living. Goods are grabbed from shelves at random, often in front of intimidated staff. In the 12 months to September last year, incidents of customer theft reported by retailers in the UK rose by 3.7 million to 20.4 million and cost retailers £2 billion. When I was younger, yes, we scrumped apples and nicked the odd sweet off the counter when the shopkeeper wasn't looking, but wholesale plunder would never have entered our minds. This reminded me of an incident when Mrs. H thought we might be accused of pilfering. Before I go any further, I must apologise because this is going to be another Haverson supermarket incident. It does seem that I've crossed swords with my beloved in a supermarket a rather significant number of times. As usual, we couldn't face taking to the aisles without a pre-shop coffee. This is like retiring to a military bunker to plan our strategy for the trolley raid. Mrs. H finalises the list and we work out our approach. Me getting simple things like milk and cheese, while she carries out the assault on the fruit and vegetables. If Mrs. H was an Apache squaw, her Native American name could well be Two Plates. If we're going to have a cake with our coffee, Mrs. H, thinking of my well-being, won't allow me to have a whole slice to myself. We have to share the spoils. "We'll have a Danish pastry and two plates, please," she orders. Anyway, there we were, sharing something indulgent, and, surprise, surprise, Mrs. H moaning that the froth on her cappuccino was conspicuous by its absence. We were armed with our bags for life when Mrs. H spotted something in one of them and froze with horror. "There's some dental tape in here we bought last week. Suppose they think we pinched it." "Who is going to know it's there?" I replied scornfully. "You don't know," she persisted, before declaring, "If we get caught at the checkout, you can deal with it." No sooner had we started shopping than Mrs. H started on about the dental tape. "We should tell someone," she said. "If I can see it there, so can they. And we haven't got last week's receipt." "Nah," I said, "no one is going to search our bags." "Right, if we get challenged, I'm going to walk away and leave you to explain." With that, she spun on her heel and began checking for firm tomatoes. I knew if we encountered a dental tape-related incident, I'd never hear the last of it. So I steeled myself and approached the customer service desk. The girl looked up and flashed a delightful smile. "Ha-ha," I said nervously. "This is going to sound a bit daft, but ha-ha, we've just found some dental tape in our bag from last week's shop, and we don't want to, ha-ha, think we pinched it." "Oh, bless," she said warmly. "My wife says she'll walk off and leave me if we get stopped. Ha! Oh, bless her," she said, and glancing at Mrs. H, who by now had her head buried in the broccoli, "I'll give you one of our bags to put it in." I rejoined Mrs. H, brandishing the dental tape in the bag I'd been given. Had we had our collars felt, I'm not sure how this would have proved our innocence. "Mind you, if you're going to do a bit of shoplifting, would dental tape be high on your list?"
Thank you, Neil. From this week's evening news, it would seem that chocolate is more likely than dental tape to be the focus of shoplifting. However, the person who stole £4,300 worth of chocolate in Norwich probably needs dental tape too.